Okay, thank you, Dr. Waddell. Good afternoon, everyone. I wanted to first of all thank ASTO, APHL, and APHA for giving Kentucky another opportunity to be here with you today. I would be remiss, particularly since this is a health and all policy conference, to not bring your attention to the bottom right hand of our screen where the sun is rising on Kentucky. That's our KY Health Now initiative, and please, if you go to kyhealthnow.ky.gov, you'll find 7 goals and strategies that are part of our health and all policy, and that's my commercial. Okay. So let's specifically start looking at our newborn screening right now. This right here is my qualifier that I have no financial relationships or commercial interest relative to this presentation at all, not currently or in the previous 12 months. Okay, public health responsibility, what is it with respect to newborn screening? As Dr. Waddell so wonderfully pointed out, that these are very serious and multiple tests that are done that are time sensitive in nature. So it is the public health responsibility to identify those newborns who are at risk for these serious outcomes and intervention, so that intervention and treatment can ensue. In 2006, Kentucky officially expanded the newborn screening implementation. Many of those tests were done by tandem mass spectrometry. And in the last 5 years alone, we've identified nearly 800 children. And Kentucky is a very small state. We have about 55,000 births a year, so you can see this is a very significant number to identify the rare heritable metabolic and endocrine disorders. And in this year, we plan in collaboration with the Mayo Medical Laboratories to launch lysosomal testing. We are looking, when we look at quality improvement in our laboratory, we never rest on our laurels and feel like we've achieved. We're always improving. And I think that holds true for many laboratories. The U.S. Secretary for Health and Human Services maintains an advisory committee, and we finalized those recommendations on newborn screening were finalized in March in 2015. So we complemented those with our current efforts. Those timeline recommendations included presumptive positive results on the newborns were time critical conditions. For instance, things like these VLCADs or MCADs, that they get reported immediately, but no later than 5 days of life. That was what was in the recommendations. We report these immediately through several mechanisms. Presumptive positive results for all other conditions, such as cystic fibrosis, should be reported as soon as possible, but no later than 7 days of life, and all newborn screening tests should be completed within 7 days of life. And in order to meet those recommendations, the initial newborn screen specimen should be collected no later than 48 hours, and the specimen should be received ideally within 24 hours of collection. So received at the lab as soon as possible, but ideally was the operative word here, within 24 hours of collection. And then this is what HHS was recommending. So what's happening at the Kentucky State Laboratory? The Kentucky State Laboratory, in order to enhance its quality improvement, as we were trying to expand newborn screening, we were also becoming accredited, working on accreditation by the College of American Pathologists. And we worked on reclassification of laboratory scientist position, which any of you who are in state government know that's a significant culture change there. And we enhanced collaboration with academic medical centers and partnerships, not just tell hospitals we need to get this specimen from you, but it became a true public-private partnership with our hospitals and other submitters. Operating under the College of American Pathologists, CAP is the gold standard for clinical laboratory accreditation, and it assures the laboratory operates under the most stringent standards. And these policies we implemented across our laboratory. and they reflect high value, around-the-clock availability for requests for test results and other information from care providers and hospitals. And again, if any of you work in the state where your state lab is not connected to a hospital, this is a culture change to make sure you have people on call and available to issue test results at 2, 3 in the morning. So we began performing tests many years ago on Saturdays and holidays for most critical disorders, and now we've clarified those laboratory scientist positions as clinical lab positions rather than reference lab positions. And what that means is that they're essential and they must come to work. And if weather is bad and you can't get to work, we'll send somebody from our emergency preparedness team to get you. So yes, that's what that means. You are considered essential. Just like in a hospital is not going to, I mean, weather could get bad enough that you have to evacuate patients, but most of the time, even in very difficult climate conditions, we help staff get to the hospital, so our laboratory scientists now, we will help you get in. So we altered the job description to reflect the mission critical status, and now we have tests running on weekend, holidays, and inclement weather work. We've enhanced our collaboration with academic medical centers. We contracted with the University of Kentucky. We have three pathologists that share this directorship duties, and they have about 100 years of combined experience. And it also benefits us because we can also pull on their other staff as needed, not just for newborn screening, but it just enhances our clinical laboratory throughout. We have access, therefore, to full resources in their department, particularly on the end of molecular testing. So timeliness project steps, KDPH is the Kentucky Department for Public Health again. We begin to work on a design submitter report cards. Here's that collaboration again, and we need it to be a consistent collaboration with our hospitals and submitters. They're sent to the Kentucky hospitals. We reached out to the Kentucky Hospital Association to help enhance our partnership with the hospitals, and we developed timeliness project and launched with assistance from the Kentucky Hospital Association. So what is the submitter's role? What we want them to collect a blood sample timely. Please complete the demographic information. It seems like you wouldn't have to say that, but these things are important because they can really, I see heads nodding, they can certainly slow you down. Mail within 24 hours of collection, and track the specimens sent and results received, and we want you to pay the fee. In our system, the laboratory does not bill direct. We bill the hospitals, and the hospitals bill the second or the third-party payers. Targeted feedback to submitters. We have a submitter letter. So what's in that letter? That letter to each submitter contains the total number of initial samples submitted per month, and it gives them their percentages of samples received at a certain time frame from collection. And the submitter report card also goes out, and I'll show you what that is. But that submitter report card looks at birth to collection, collection to receipt at the laboratory, and then how you stand next to the average of your peers. Now, here's an example of a submitter letter. So we say, "Dear newborn screening submitters, in recent months, there's been an increased awareness nationally of the need for timeliness of the provision of newborn screens. The U.S. Department of HHS recommended standards will be to report critical results within 5 days of life and all specimens reported within 7 days of life." So it's an opportunity for us to educate our providers there. For this to happen, the Division of Laboratory Services, that's our state laboratory, needs to receive the specimens in less than 96 hours of birth, and our goal is to have the newborn screen collected at 25 hours after birth, and DLS receive the specimen within 48 hours. And we'll be, and then we let them know we'll be sending out this monthly report card. So here's a fictitious submitter, total number of initial samples on this particular submitter, and it shows them what their collection time is like. Now here's an example of the submitter report card. The blue that you're looking at is the time of birth to collection, and the red is the time of collection to receipt at the laboratory. Now, I know on the far right, again, this is an example report card, but what I wanted to bring out attention that we'll need to work on and a little more here when we do these submitter report cards is that some of these are repeat specimens. This is not necessarily an initial, because we would make a personal trip if this were an initial specimen taking that long to get to us, but there are repeats, and about 10% of our tests are repeats because of our numbers of preemies that are born. So how do we enhance our partnership with the Kentucky Hospital Association? We got them to first buy in to the that there was a problem, and that together we could fix the problem. So that made room right there, open the door for collaboration. And so if you go online, you can see the actual video of a patient safety and quality improvement for newborn screening. We developed a plan with the Kentucky Hospital Association Director of Quality and Patient Safety, and we hosted jointly, and jointly is the operative word here, a webinar series addressing newborn screening timeliness. Now, we just completed that webinar series, and you can see that there was a significant increase in the submission of specimens within 24 to 48 hours, and a decrease in those that were received 72 to 96 hours. So we feel that we want to continue that collaboration and jointly do other presentations because they are being effective. So in conclusion, again, as Dr. Waddell said, to run a newborn screening laboratory, it needs strong leadership support, not just within the state laboratory, but within hospital association and the submitters, and it requires education. It also requires changing a culture to a culture of true quality performance, and working with personnel to classify staff as essential, enhancing relationships with local universities to enhance the screening results, and again, reaching out to the Kentucky Hospital Association for help. So I appreciate this time, and we thank you for giving us a platform.